Rashi Kol Hamazikim Kuf Chaf Alchem Beis halfway down the page. Kol Hamazikim is Haharigim. So Nerugim B'Shabbos. So Rav Shimon Levi said you can kill any of them because Chodat Rafilu Ein Rotzin Acharav, even if they're not endangering him, they're running after him. So the Rav Shimon Levi would hold this as Mutar Rav Shimon the Sira like Rav Shimon the Baruch Shem Tzichel Gufa as Mirabon Hanhi the Sira. Since you're dealing with Mazikim, Chazal weren't Gozer. That's how we understood Rav Shimon Levi's din. So the more we ask the Kasha, Rav Yosef asked the Kasha, only these five things are Nerugim B'Shabbos. I feel in Ratzon Acharav, Mishum the Sirle, the Stomach, Hargan, and these five things, we assume they're going to kill. So the more said, who is it going like? If it's going to go like Rabbi Huda, he'll sky for Machai, will out. There's no Ratzon Acharav. It's not Pikuach Nefesh. So how would Rabbi Huda be matir? So it must be Rav Shimon. So even according to Rav Shimon, only these five are allowed. So we're asked the Kasha, Man Leimelon, who said this is a valid Raisa? Rabbi Yosef, who is the one who's quoting the Raisa, Kilakamon. It wasn't learned by Rechia and Rebeshia. Chomazisa lo misnaya b'tisef to the Rechia and Rebeshia ikal lesuke b'bishaveshto lo misina minet. The Morris says a rule that you can't ask a kasha from any braisa which has not been expounded and quoted by the yeshivas of Rechia and Rebeshia. This braisa has that question. So Rabbi Yosef said a no masnina lo.
We get plenty of kashas from prices that are non-tosefta.
It's interesting. Rashi threw in the word tosefta, but the more doesn't say that. The more lashon over there in Bamitzia is kol mas nisa dol misnai be midrasha the rukhi rabashia. Wasn't learned in the base matters of rukhi rabashia. Where does not necessarily mean that they're all considered part of the tosefta, but it was price which was learned in their yeshivas. The more says you can't ask from base matters. So you have to assume the other prices usually which are questioned at least went through that vehicle, that modicum, you know, of learning, the medium of learning, sorry.
So Tosefta, but
why does Rashi use the lashon Tosefta? Most things which are learned in the Rashi end up being in Tosefta, or alternatively Rashi's the Tosefta which Rashi's referring to is larger than what we have. I know it's a good question. I don't know why Rashi does that. I'm the one who quoted it. Masnisa Didi, in my collection of braces. I asked it on Rav Shimon Levi. And I will answer it. But it won't be a kasha. So Rav Shimon Levi says they're mutter in the situation of Bikuch Nefesh. But they recall, that's according to the mutter, your fellow of Yehuda. That's even the Kohen of Yehuda, it's because Nefesh. The price which says the five can be killed, those five, since they have a chazaka that they're going to be dangerous, therefore, according to Rav Shimon, it's according to Rav Shimon, they weren't going in that situation. And the more Brisa, this Tana quoted this Brisa, we said in Ruach Chassidim Nechem, and if he kills them, Daitim Chassidim Einam Merevus Imo are not going to be with him. Shein Hogun Meineim Al Masha, so they feel what he's done was improper. Loshen Nechem Loshen Bareva, and Misratim Emasa Loshen of they're at peace with what he's done. Amalei Rava Latana, so Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says to the Tana, and Vaisen Chassidim Hasanim Moshe, which are upset at him Al Kachem for what he did, and Ruach Chachamim Arevim Imahem, the Chachamim are not comfortable with that. Liyos Noichem Yishevus B'Mashu Royim B'Midas Chassidim Halalu, the Chachamim are not happy with what they see the Chassidim doing. The Shapar Rabbi, the person has done the right thing. The Loy Mazik and Hashta, certainly Lahazik B'Shas Kas, even though they're not dangerous now, eventually they're going to be dangerous. The time when they get become upset. So the Mora says this statement that Rabbi Baruch Huna said that Harin Nechashim Akrabim is considered proper is not like Rav Huna, Pligad Rav Huna. Rav Huna Chazal Av Gavra, the Kokoto Zibur Amalei Shalim Tino Lekulu. Rav Huna saw this fellow killing a Zibura, a wasp, a dangerous wasp, type of wasp. So he has him Shalim Lekulu. Ratas Kulu, did you kill all of them? Klamer. Ma Ahani Baha, what did you accomplish with this? Akati Tuba Ika, there's many out there. Amalav Shaparabad. So therefore, if he's in a situation where this one right now is about to attack, obviously you kill it. But the idea of killing it on site because it'll make the world more safe, it's not going to work. There's too many out there to say you're, so it's not considered a heter bikuach nefesh, or to do that, or at least a heter of, you know, trying to prevent bikuach nefesh by killing one on Shabbos. Amalav Shaparobitz, that would be considered proper to kill on Shabbos. And behold, the Rabbi Paul got a voice. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna is arguing on Rav Huna himself. Tana Rabban. Did we do the Tana Rabban Gemara? Is that the Nechashim Akrabim?
Which I had a son, the first wide line. Vesvina, we were kind of in the middle.
Oh, okay. So I went ahead in the Rashi's. Okay. Tani Tana Kamei Rabba Bar Rav Huna. That's the Gemara. It's the first end, the first wide line. Tani Tana Kamei the Rabba Bar Rav Huna. I heard Nechashim Akrabim by Shabbos. Person kills the Chashim Akrabim on Shabbos, and Ruach Chasidim Noicha Hemenu. The Chasidim, the people which are pious, are not comfortable with what he's done. It's improper what he's done to kill the Chashim Akrabim on Shabbos in the case where they're not actively pursuing somebody to kill him. Amaleisa Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said to the Tana, who's quoted this brisa, Vaisna Chasidim, those people which are upset at him, the Chasidim which are upset with what he did, you should know, in Ruach Chachamim Mehem, the Chachamim are not happy with these Chassidim were being so frum, because what the person did was considered proper. So why are they having tainas in him when what he did was the proper thing? Pliga the Rav Huna, the more says, then Rabba is against what Rav Huna said. Rabba bar Rav Huna is against what his father said. The Rav Huna Chazal HaGavra, the Kokotzel Zibura. Rav Huna saw this fellow was killing a zibura, so it's a type of a wasp, a dangerous type of wasp. Amalei shlim, so not on Shabbos. You know, it's just killing. Amalei shlim tino lekulu shlim tino. Did you kill all of them? I mean, what'd you accomplish? You didn't accomplish anything. You got rid of one, but there's all these other ones out there. So therefore, it's not like you've accomplished anything. So you can't tell me that you'd be mutter to do on Shabbos if you're not really accomplishing anything. Tana Rabbanan. If a person was in a situation where the Chashim Akrabim came in his path, Hargon, if he killed them, the reason why they crossed his path is because the Russian wanted to be mezakeh him with the opportunity to remove a dangerous creature from the world. So he got a skus of doing that. The Rif has the girsa Bishad means he's learning that this price is saying you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos. Lord Hargon, and again, it'll go like Reb Shimon, and they weren't geyser in the situation because there's a potential danger that to somebody else, even not themselves. They weren't running after him, but since these are mezikim, you're allowed to kill them. The price says right there, Lord Hargon, if he did not successfully kill them, Biyadua. The reason why they crossed his path is because the Russian sent them to kill the person. In other words, the Russian was sending him a message that you really deserve to be killed, but the Russian did you a chesed, they didn't kill you. And this is all referring to Bnei Shofin by that they're already hissing at him. This idea that they came to kill him is indicated by the fact that they were hissing at him. Okay. The Mor says a story. One of them sort of dropped into the Beis Medrash. The Mor says, so this person was called a Niyosi because he was from place called Nivras or something like that. He was, Rashi says he was one of the Talmidim. He was Jewish, but he wasn't. So he killed him. Omar Rebbe, Pogabaka Yetzibay. So Rebbe said that this snake or akrav met its match. One akrav killed another. So the Ibor Lahu, Pogabaka Yetzibay, the shepherd of it. Did he mean that as a compliment? Wow, he's like as quick as the scorpion to kill the scorpion. Oiloi, did Rebbe mean to say that what he meant? It's the scorpion, you know, the gross mices, you know, he wasn't so happy with him. Oiloi. Toshma. So. The Rebbe Barei, the Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yizera, Habayasi Akilo Debei Rav Yanai. Nothing else to be made of. So these two Taminim were sitting on the porch of Rav Yanai's yeshiva. Nothing else to be made of. And between the two of them came out the following conversation. They said, "Boy, my name is Rav Yanai. Ma'ala Rav Nechash Makrav Mebishabbos." Are you allowed to kill Nechash Makrav Mashabbos, which is the question which we're dealing with over here? Do they go into this heter of killing them even though they're not endangering? So Amar Luhu. So Rabbi Yanai said, Tzira ani harig, Nechash ba'akrav l'kolshken, I kill a tzira, which is a type of a wasp, even though they're not ready to attack. So Nechash ba'akrav would be the same. So therefore it's permitted. So well, I'm going to have to assume that the case before was a case where it happened on Shabbos. And we're proving that you're allowed to kill. What this fellow did was something which Rebbe gave his approbation to, that's proper to kill these things on Shabbos. Amar says, no. Dimon lefi tumoy. That heter over there is only if a person does it lefi tumoy. Whereas in the case of here, the Niyosi, he did it directly, and that's prohibited. The fituma means just as long as, and it's going in his own innocent way, he happened to kill them. What is that about? Domer of Yehuda, roik, dorsh of the fituma. A person has roik on the ground, and so by rubbing it in, he will either do the act of mimareyach, or at least the act of being mashrakumais. So, but if a person steps on it as he's going along, he's not mechuyev to step around it. He's allowed to, when he's going along the way, he's allowed to step on it, thereby pressing into the ground and removing this mias thing of the roik, the spittle which is on the ground. V'amar Rav Sheshes, Nachash, Darsha Lefitumai. V'amar Rav Katina, Arkar, Darsha Lefitumai. You know, Mokhiv, to avoid them, you let us step on them. But to go out of your way specifically for the purpose of stepping on them or going to actively attack them is awesome. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The other Mishnah on the Gemara, the person actually did it with intent, but he has to do it in a way which is not obvious that he's doing it with intent. Because people shouldn't draw conclusions which are that you're allowed to be matter, go and killing things. So it looks like he just happened to step in it because they were matter. But to go actively do it, since it's not because of Nefesh, that they didn't ask. The Gemara brings a story along these lines. Abba Bar Marta, the Havi Abba Bar Binyami, excuse me, to who Abba Bar Binyami. So Abba Bar Marta, I'm assuming one was his mother, one was his father. Havi Maski Bay Debei Rish Galusa Zuzi. So he owed money to the house of the Rish Galusa. Yuhu, they brought him. Commissarily, they were the members of the Beirish Galusa. The workers were roughing him up a little bit. So while they were doing this, Havi Shari Ruka, there was some roik there, which was there sitting down, thrown on the ground, which is Mias. Amal Beirish Galusa, Aisu Mana Skifu Iluye. Bring a container to bring a pot, bring a some type of pot, a kli, and cover it over. It's mias. So So Malahu, so Abba Bar Marta said, Lloyd Sriki, so you don't need to do that. Hachyom Rabbi Yehuda, Roik, Darsa Lefitumai. You're allowed to be Darsa Lefitumai, which that's, which sounds like you're allowed to actively go and step on top of it. So Amar Lahu, so the Reish Galusha told his henchman, Simur Rabbanon, he's a Tamach Hachyom, Shavku Halim Malam. Okay. There are advantages of being a Talmud Chacham. Okay, it's like Rashi. Because Rashi is a piece before we did a little bit early, but we'll do, leave them. She's done a little Hargut. It's like the fifth white line of Rashi. Namal Hargut. Lakach Bar Liyada. Shezim and Loi Hamokim. La'abdin. The Mershon gave an opportunity to destroy them. If Yishai Ha'ya Oymdus Lahasik. They were going to damage somebody. And the Russian was Megalgal, his schools, that he should be the one to remove them. The Russian indicated that he was in danger. The Russian said, Bechesed, we should realize that he's done something wrong, that he deserved such a danger. When do we say that the indications are coming to kill him? When they're hissing at him. So it sees its enemy and gets angry, it hisses. The Yusi Al Shem Mokhamai, Yisrael Ha, he was a Jew from a place called the Yusi. The Shapar Obed, didn't Rabbi mean to say it was proper what he did? Doesn't mean it was an insult. The Nochesh is considered a Roidev. When Nasa says, and this was the Roidev of the Roidev. This snake has met his match. He's saying he's the same as a snake. Sirani Harig, Meshavas, the Chalas Mazikim. I'm willing to try and limit the dangerous things in the world. Yeah, I know there are other ones out there, but listen, this one is here. Let's get rid of it. So I hold that smutter. It's not as dangerous as the Nochesh and the Akrav. So them, Lokolshkein, Almashap Rabbit. So it's proper what he did. The Moor says, no. That heter is to do it. You can't go actively on obviously killing. He's going along as almost in an innocent way. But he has this snake or scorpion in front of him. He doesn't need to avoid it. He can continue walking on it. And that kills the animal, fine. He doesn't have intent to kill. By Shabbos, even my other Surim, the Rosh Hashanah is the Raisa according to Behuda. By Shabbos, the Rosh poisons out. By Shabbos, it's not Malachas Machshavas, it's only the Rabbanon. So even according to Behuda, you don't do this in the Rabbanon, and they weren't Geyser, but Malka Mazik. Now, how Rashi knew that this was going according to Behuda, whereas we seem to be contemplating before even according to Shimon, we're not sure this is permitted. To do it actively. So maybe this hat over here is according to Shimon. Not clear in Rashi how Rashi knew that. Roik does the fitumai. Shem is carbon the merech. He's not intending to smooth it out. And to fill up the holes. Dafagav the memele merech, who even though he is smoothing it out, kilo mechavin, shori mishim meisusa. It's mutter because he does. It's mias because our mekel in a situation he has no kavod. Habishad and Ruka, how you break mutter if name of Shabbos? So the story was taking place on Shabbos, and he said, "Leave him alone." He said, "You can step on it." So he said, "Leave him alone." Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Amar Rabbi Chanina. The Mark quoted Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana before. It's a story where one time happened, Meis Medrash, but the Yossi killed it. So Mor is going to bring a few statements from Rabbi Bar Kahana which are not connected to the previous topic. So the menorah of Beis Rebbe, I'm assuming it was not lit, so you're allowed to move this menorah. It's mutter to move. We're talking about ones which are small, so about large ones which need two hands to move. Like those of your father's house, which are small. So, Rashi says, from Menorahs, it wasn't menorahs shachuyis, which we had the discussion before, that you know moving them because they might look like you're putting together, and there's boina issues, but there's a plain, regular menorah. He said, only Shabbesavicha, Diktanus, those are small, those are Abosh Gedolus, Adam Kabeh and Malkim, a person's Kabeh and Malkim for them, the large ones, and therefore we have that idea which we had before. If you Kabeh and Malkim, that becomes like a muksa, we maximidaito, not to move it, even though it wasn't lit. It's Klisha Malatal Yisr, since you're Kabeh and Malkim, it becomes also to move. Bamar Rababa Barkahana, Amar Pinino, Kronos Shabbes Rebbe, Mutal Taltan Beshabbes. Kronos are wagons. These are wagons which are made for people to ride on. You're allowed to move them on Shabbos. These things which you need one person to pull or two, even two people to pull. Which I'm assuming Rashi does not explain what the answer is. It means the smaller ones. Now, I'm not sure what this show here. This show here should not be Klisham Latal Yisr. Not Muksa issue of riding on the wagon, unless you tell me the problem of Hitzah. It's hard to say that's good condition, not the Lister. Pasha, the issue should be some type of Ubda Dachol, like Avsha Milsa type of a thing. It's made, which is like a rickshaw type of a thing that one person can pull, that's less of an Ubda Dachol, and you have this big grace of Misa that you need people, like two people to schlep it. They could send their wine through the offices of this Nachri, with his wagon would transport it with one seal, and Rabbi Chanina permitted Beis Rebbe to drink from that. Lo yadana, and Rabbi Barakana says, I'm not sure. Imishum the Sabala Kurib of the Yazir, which holds that one chosim is enough. Imishum aims at the Bain Seal. He was matter because he felt that even though normally one seal is not sufficient, but since they were dealing with the base Nasi, the Goy was scared to start up because if he would get caught, the punishment would be much more significant. So therefore, even one chosim was enough. I'm not sure which way to go. Rashi. Kronos Asus the Bain Adam. One seal is enough for wine. The one who's transporting it, he was the leader based in with the government's backing, so he's scared to set up with it. So all of these are brought because Abba Bar Kahana said something before. Nachri, shehidlik as a nir, zot the Mishnah. So Goy lit a candle, or a lamp, an oil lamp. Mishamash l'orah Yisrael. Yisrael can benefit from the light. Bimishra Yisrael. If the Goy lit it with intent for the Yisrael, is also min rabbanon to have any benefit. Mila mayim, lahashkes behemta. The Goy lit, filled up water to give his animal to drink. In a process which would be malacha from a bor rishus rabim from the bor which is rishus yachid into rishus rabim which is the right. So tzitzah. The halacha is mashka achar of Yisrael. The Yisrael can use that water which is left over in the trough to feed the Yisrael's animal. Even bishur Yisrael is also nachri keves leirid by. They run a ship. The ship docked and the Goy put together a keves from pieces of wood. They needed a keves to be made to get off the boat. He put together a ramp. Yeridach Rav Yisrael, the Yisrael can then use the ramp also. Rav Yisrael is also. Ma'aseh v'Rabban Gamliel v'Skenim, the story is that the renewal of the Chama were coming, they were traveling on a boat, they arrived on Shabbos, also Nochri Kavis, Leirid Boy, V'Yorda Boy, Rabban Gamliel v'Skenim. And Gamliel v'Skenim used that Kavis. It's like Rashi, Mishri Yisrael Aser, Mirabonim, Milamayim Mibor B'Shiz Rabim. He drew water, so to Malacha, went from a boar, which is Rishus Yochid, to the Rishus Rabbah. Kavis, Oysin, Bisvina, Gedoyla, Leirid by Misvina Liyabasha. So it's a ramp that used by large boats to come down from the boat onto the land. You guys in a Tchum issue? So the Malacha is that a person calls, as long as the boat is traveling above 10 tefachim off the floor of the river, but see that it is, there's no halach of tchum. This is safek in the Gemara, when it says safek rabban lekula, and we hope there's no din tchum in the raisa by b'mayim. It's a safek rabbanon, so it's mutter. There's no din tchum, so it's tchum, the tchum only starts when it reaches a point which is 10 tefachim off the ground. So if the boat has been running in deep water, and now just right now, just basically when it docks, it comes within, so it's their tchum starts at that point in time, and they have 2,000 amas. If it started earlier, so as long as they're in the boat, the boat is like dalet amas, they can move throughout the boat. But once they dock, they're with beyond their tchum, they can't really go anywhere. Except if the boat lands in such a way that it's within a walled city, and it enters within the walls, so the halacha is a person goes outside of his tchum, but he ends up, he has dalet amos, but he's entered inside of an area which is walled. A walled area has been like dalet amos, so he can be able to move throughout a walled city, anywhere within the walled city. And Erev has the same din as a wall for them. So there are cases where you would be able to. So the Marbet Tzricha, when you have three cases in the Mishnah, we have a case of the Ner, case of the water, in the case of the kevis. Why do you need three cases? The mishum, the ashvin and near, mishum the near left and near the meyer. The goy doesn't have to add more light because there's another Jew who wants to use the light after him. So we'll allow the Jew to benefit from the light without being concerned that the goy might light more because of the Jew. Abamayim, ligzer, by the way, water, if we let the Jew use it afterwards and the goy knows maybe the Jew's going to use it afterwards, he might draw more water for the Jew. So we should prohibit the Jew from using it afterwards because the goy might come to do more malacha for the Jew. Dilma also lafushe bishvah Yisrael. He might do more for the Jew. Okay? So that's why it's like a lozu afsa. Not only even this case is mutter. The kavis lava. Why does he have the case of the ram? Maisa, I want to tell you that this was halacha maisa, which is done by the chacham. They actually did that. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Nachman Shalikat Asavim, similar case. A goy gathered hay, grass, literally, for his behemoth to eat. So Machal Achra of Yisrael, the Jew can let his animal eat afterwards. Vimishur Yisrael is awesome. If he did it for the Jew, it's awesome. Milamayim, Mashkris Behemtoi, Mashka Achra of Yisrael, Vimishur Yisrael is awesome. Okay, so that's parallel to the case of the Mishnah, the case of war. Now, so the Raisa, Bemedavar Murim, Shem Akiroi. What is it, Mutter? If the Goy is not Makir, he's not aware of the Jew. Abba Makiroi is Osir. If the Goy is aware of the Jew, say in Echinami, it's Osir. Because we say that the Goy will be doing it for the Jew. Okay. Any. V'omer, first of all, we have a problem with the first halacha, the Nakri Shalikar Asav. V'omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Chinin, Amai Min Olam Behem Tol Gabi Asav B'Shabbos. So what does it mean over here that Yisrael is Michael Acharov? You can't give him Muksa. So this over here, these grass was attached to the beginning of Shabbos. you can't actively feed him. So if you want to take him out to where the grass is attached, that you're allowed to do, because we said the Israel is aware of the Aveira of detaching it, and we'll be careful not to detach it. If it's already detached, but it's a case where it was muksa, that is less chomer to the Jew, and therefore we're more afraid he will move it. So we asked it. Over here, this was attached at the beginning of Shabbos. Now it's detached, but it's muksa, because it was attached at the beginning of Shabbos. So how is it? He's still allowed to be Michael Achara. The more answers to come, Koyim Leba. You can't actively bring the animal there, but you could sort of like force the animal in that direction by standing in its way whenever it tries to go deviate from the path you want it to go. So you're not actively bringing the animal there, but you're urging the animal to go in that direction, and then the animal goes in itself and eats. Okay, so that's the submission. Now, Omer Mar, the Medem, Omer Mar, Meshay Makira, Alam Makira is us. If the goy is aware of the Jew, so it's us. Harang Lil Makira Hava. So in the case of the boat, the goy, they were together with the goy on the boat. So that should be problematic according to this. Omer Baya Shlo Befonav Hava. So the Isser of Makira means that he's present at the time. And the goy is aware of it at that moment. So we say that's the problem of Makira. If it wasn't present at the time, it wasn't Bifonov. So that's going to be Mutter. Rabba Omar Filatemet Mifonov, Ner Lecha, Ner Lemeir. Rabba says that the same way, there's a day of Ner Lecha, Ner Lemeir. So the Kebbis also was Kebbis Lecha, Kebbis Lemeir. He had to make it for himself. And the fact that he used it afterwards is permitted. Toshma. Meisvei. Amalam Rangil, Hoyal, Rishloi Befaneno, Oso, Neirid Boy. So the Bryce says, the Septa says, that Ramil told the Chachamim, since we weren't present when he did it, let's go down on it. We indicated, like Abai says, had they been present, we would say that the guy is being mechaben for the Jew, and therefore the Nerlech Nerlemeir doesn't help when he's actively mechaben for the Jew. So right to Abai. The Mor says, no, Emo, Hoel, Oso, Nerid Boy. According to the Rabbi, you're going to have to say the gears of the Bryce, it was, you have to leave out the words, Shalom Befaneinu. Once it's been done, and the correct gears is, since it's been done, i.e., Nerlech Nerlemeir, we can use it. Toshma, Yisrael Yisrael Menachem Dorim B'Seicha, Vayisab America to Merachetz B'Shabbos. It's a city which is used by Jews and non-Jews. Both live there. There's a base of Merachetz which is being run by Goyim, and they're heating up the water on Shabbos. Imroim Nachrim is Mutar Lirchitzbo Miyah. So we can't do Rechitza on Shabbos B'Chamin like we had before, but Motzi Shabbos, it's permitted to use immediately. It wasn't done for the Jew. So there's no way of having the Hanor from it, having benefit from it. There's no way of having Rechitz on Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos, you can use it immediately. It wasn't done for the Jew, because Roiv is Nachr. Im Roiv Yisrael. Yam Demichlei Sheyichom Ucham, then you can't have benefit. You have to wait until there was enough time for the water to heat up. Motzi Shabbos, it would take, normally takes an hour for the water to heat up. They would have to wait an hour after Shabbos before they can use it, not to benefit from the action which was done. I, the Yisraelim, are present in the city. So it's like Makira, should be, even in the case of Rav Nachrim, should be a problem. So Mor says, no, Hosam, Kimchame, Adai to the Ruben Mechamni. That we assume that the person is thinking about the majority of the city, even though the other ones are present, but since they're not the majority, he's not thinking about them. As opposed to the case before, was you have a goy with one Jew present, and he's doing it right there in front of the Jew, he's thinking about the Jew. Same type of more the same type of answer. Toshma Nera Dolak with Mesiba. In the case was a group of people sitting, they lit the fire, lit a Nair, Im Rav Nachrim Mutter, Lishtamash Lahir. On Shabbos, you'll have a benefit, was Rav Nachrim, Im Yisrael Yisrael is Osir, Mechsa is Osir. So, but the Jew is there, Asanami ki madlaki adaita viruba madlaki. Okay, let's just finish off. Shmuel ikala lebei oven Turan. So there's the name of the person. Shmuel came to this in the lebei oven, who was in the city of Turan. Or maybe Turan was the name of the place where either he was from. Oven Turan was oven from the city of Turan, or it means they were in the city of Turan. Also, Nochri Adlik Shraga, the guy came and lit the candle, the oil lamp. As you know, Shmuel Ape, Shmuel turned away, not to benefit from it. Kimin the Chaz of the icy star, the Kokari. So then Shmuel saw the guy brought a document and he read it by the light. Amar Adaita, the Nafshehu, the Adlik. He lit it for himself because he needed to read this document. Ajino iu lape gabi shrug, because he turned back towards the lamp and allowed himself to benefit from the light, because he wasn't doing it for the Jew, he was doing it for himself. Hajan lo kakis after Rashi's, we'll leave it for tomorrow.